What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning in today. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. This is another quick tip episode here on the show. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friend. I don't know why I always, that voice comes out whenever I say Quick Tip Friday, but there you go. So anyway, on today's Quick Tip episode, I wanted to take you behind the scenes and share with you a recent hot seat within our accelerator coaching program. And in this hot seat, our member is asking what she should do with her evergreen webinar funnel. She's currently running an evergreen webinar funnel and doesn't really know what to do with it at this point, meaning should it continue, add budget to it, whatever it might be. And so we break it all down here in this hot seat. You're going to hear me ask a whole bunch of questions and offer advice and insight and feedback and my thoughts, as well as from other members, because this is what we do inside of our accelerator coaching program. And by the end of the hot seat, you're going to hear our member has a lot of clarity on where to go from here based on how we were able to help her during that hot seat. And the reason I wanted to share this particular hot seat with you is because this is super common. This is a very common type of hot seat question where it's like, hey, I'm not really sure what to do with X, my funnel, my team, working too much, et cetera, my marketing, whatever it might be. Okay. And, I love the clarity that our member walks away from this call with. And the questions that you're going to hear me ask our member, I want you to be able to answer, think about those questions and answer those for yourself and your business, right? For your funnel, for your business. Are you able to answer those questions? And as you're going to hear, not surprisingly, a lot of this is very data driven, knowing your numbers. Okay. Now, before I share that hot seat with you, with Accelerator, this is our accelerator coaching program. This is for established online course creators, online coaches, and teacher entrepreneurs. Okay. I'm getting a lot of questions lately where people didn't realize, oh, enrollment is open. It's rolling. Yeah, you can join, right? It's application only. Go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. By established online course creators and coaches, I mean, you're already doing at least 100K a year in revenue from your online business. What we help you do is we help you create more profit, more impact with less hustle. That's what this is all about, right? By doing that, or to do that, I should say, we help you optimize your sales and marketing, your systems and processes, and your mindset. So rickmulready.com/accelerator. You can learn more and apply right there. Without further ado, let's go hear the hot seat with one of our accelerator members right now.
I kind of forgot what my full question was. I know it was about ads. I know it was about lead costs, because that's where my head is at right now, is leads and them not costing $5, which I know $5 is good, but my EPL is not supporting $5. So then I started looking at the spreadsheet with all of my evergreen metrics, and I was like, holy cow, I have only profited $3,000 off of this evergreen funnel since October 1st. And it has just been like all consuming because of how much I'm spending on ads. So I guess my question is, my original question is about ads and if I should perhaps test doing lead magnet to webinar or do tiny offer to like increase, like lengthen the funnel so that my ad costs are cheaper. And if I do want to go that route, what should I do with my existing ads? I don't want them to compete against each other. I don't want to turn them off. Like, how should I set that up?
So the funnel right now is ad to sign up for the webinar.
Yes.
Automated webinar.
Yes.
Then the webinar. And then how long is cart open after that?
5 days.
Okay. So number one, I would say that's too long.
Okay.
For automated, I don't like to go beyond 3 days, like max, that the enrollment's open. So that's number one. Because 5 days, like yes, for a live launch, yes. For automated, they forget about it.
Okay.
Like really quickly. Even though you're sending emails, yes.
Would you test I say it's profitable. It is profitable. It's converting at 2%. Would you change that and shorten it, or would you do something else first?
Well, that we're trying to paint that picture right now.
Okay.
So what is your conversion rate on the registration page?
23%.
Okay. Not bad. Not at all. Like to see a little bit higher, but not terrible. What are the times that you're off, or is it like on the thank you page?
Yeah, it's just a standalone page that's ready for them to go press play whenever.
Okay. Do they know that it's up for a limited time?
Yes. There's a timer on that page.
Okay. And what is the timer signifying?
That the training is going away.
Okay. Like just that's all it says, or?
I can check. I think it says like the training expires in
like 4 days.
No. Like, less than 48 hours. I think I have it set for 2 days.
Oh, okay. Is the buy button right on the page, or does it appear at a certain time?
It's right on the page. And there's like testimonials and stuff kind of at the bottom and a little bit about like for them to purchase right there.
Okay.
But it's not like sales page.
Do you have it? Oh, wait, it's a full sales page?
No, it's not a full sales page.
Oh, okay.
It's very short.
Do you, since you're setting it up that way, do you have any data on how long people are watching it?
No.
Okay. How are you hosting the video?
It's a Kajabi page. So just on Kajabi landing page.
But I mean, do you upload the video directly? I don't know Kajabi from the perspective of can you... Because I'm thinking of, what is it, Wistia?
Uh-huh.
Wistia allows you to see how long people are watching.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it is Wistia.
Okay. Can you upload the like a Wistia, again, technical, I don't know, like the link into the Kajabi page?
Okay, yeah. So maybe Kajabi is using YouTube. I can't even remember what's hosting it on Kajabi.
Okay.
Because
we do want some insight into like how long are people watching, right? Because if everyone's dropping off after 10 minutes, we have a problem in the first 10 minutes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to look into.
Okay.
How much is it again? $497?
Well, it's $397 if they buy in this promo period, and then it goes up to $697. That's the scarcity.
Okay. And that's made very well aware.
Yes. The scarcity in all the emails. And yeah. In the webinar, I'll have to go back. It's been so long since I've watched the webinar. We're live launching again in March, so I'm gonna redo the webinar, but it's been a while since I've watched it. But that was the scarcity. I can't remember if that was a scarcity then or not. I'll have to check.
Okay. So if you upload to Vimeo, she just wrote what I was trying to explain.
Okay.
Upload to Vimeo and embed, that's the word I was looking for, in Kajabi, you'll be able to go into Wistia and see that data.
Okay, perfect. Into just, Wistia or Vimeo?
Oh, Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Vimeo might, I think both of them will do it. I think Vimeo is a little bit cheaper.
Okay.
Yeah. The key though is cart close. So if I sign up for it today, so like I see your ad I registered today. It's a Tuesday. And so it's available for me like this. The whole offer is available to me for 5 more days.
Yeah, I think it might actually be 5 and change.
Okay. So is the data that you're seeing, the 3,000, is that only data that you're looking at in Ads Manager?
No.
Okay. So you're looking at other sources to kind of...
Yeah. It's just literally like what I made in Kajabi minus what I spent in Facebook ads equals that's the profit that I made.
Okay.
In a spreadsheet.
One thing, and this is for everybody who's running any kind of evergreen or anything like that. I mean, for that matter, doing live stuff, I would incorporate, and I'm trying to get somebody who knows analytics really well to come chat with you all. It's not as confusing as it sounds, but I would start using UTM tracking for your ads and then looking at the data inside of Google Analytics. You just set up a simple goal. Like you'll set up 2 goals. One goal is, did they register? Another goal is, did they purchase in analytics? And it's not like you have to have this spreadsheet that's like 100 lines long and it's like a UT. No, it's nothing like that. It's a lot easier than it sounds. It's giving you another source of data to compare things to. Because we know that Kajabi is not super reliable, Ads Manager is not super reliable. And so we're trying to get as many data points that we can to, I kind of call it like triangulate the data to like hone in on the best possible guess. Now, with that said, are you tracking the people? So I sign up for your webinar today. Mm-hmm. I get tagged, I assume. Mm-hmm. I don't purchase. But then you launch in March and I do purchase. Are you tracking that sale and attributing it back to the evergreen?
Yes.
Okay. So are you including that $3,000 in profit in that way as well?
Yes. It's literally every course that we've sold.
Okay. So have you looked at, okay, we brought in this many people in 2021. Through evergreen of the like a lead to sale conversion rate?
Yeah, it's average 2.05.
Okay. So did you look at how long people are on your list before they purchase?
Yes. And I have that. I don't have that like number in front of me, but I keep a list of everybody that's purchased and like sort of where they found us and stuff like that.
Okay. So what happens to them once they go through your funnel and they don't purchase?
Right now, nothing. They go on my regular newsletter list, but we just did like a FOMO promo thing that kind of flopped. But I was going to put it on a flopped, meaning there was one sale and there were 1200 people on the list. So just to clarify flopped, because that's an interpretation, obviously. Right. It sold one. So I was going to stick that on the back end of that sequence and keep them in it. And do that, you know, add that on there. But that was kind of my other thing. It's like, well, it didn't convert very well. Is that something I want to stick on the back of it or not? But that was my plan.
Okay. Let me ask you. Yeah. So before I ask you, can you answer, like, what's their urgency to sign up while they're on the webinar?
There's not one. The urgency is you get the discounted price, but there's not urgency to sign up on the webinar.
Do you let them know at that time, like, you've got 4 days or 5 days to get that price?
No.
Okay. When the sales page that you send them to from the webinar, is there a countdown timer on that page?
Yes. And it's a different one because it's a different length of time.
What do you mean?
Did you ask me if the sales page has a countdown timer?
The page that they go to from the webinar versus in the first follow-up email.
There's not a page they go to from the webinar because it's just on that page. Like it's not, the button that they click just takes them down to the pricing options because they can purchase and check out right there on that same page.
Gotcha. Okay.
So as far as ads go.
Well, I mean, is that 2 point? So I'd love to see the lead to sale conversion higher.
Yeah.
Is it a result? Is it pandemic related? I have no idea. You would know this year. It's your, you know.
People don't cite that as an excuse very often because I ask them why they didn't buy and COVID is an option. And it's rare that people say COVID.
Okay. So outside of time and money, because those are the top two, what are people saying?
That they're too new. They think they're too new.
Oh, okay. So is that true?
No, it's not. Okay. I could overcome that objection better probably because we literally take you from the very beginning.
Okay. So have you addressed that in your webinar and in your emails?
Not well enough now that you pointed out. I mean, it's there, but it probably knowing now that it's such a huge objection, it could be pointed at more.
So I would do that right there because your numbers aren't. And by the way, is the lead to sale conversion, I'm sorry, is the $3,000 profit including ad spend?
Yes.
Okay.
It was like
you're doing the ads sales. Yourself.
The actual sales is like $12,000, but I spent $6,800 on ads. No, excuse me. Cash in. Okay. So here's the thing. That's actually cash that I have in hand, not projected revenue. So sales dollars is 12,000. Ad spend is 6,000.
Okay. Does 12,000 include projected cash coming in?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as you're paying for your ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
From that, and you've got this, I mean, you're doing quite well, right? I'd like to see the 2 point, whatever it was, higher, but it's not like red flag. Oh my God, it's terrible. Knowing that you can do a better job of addressing their number one objection, like I would focus. See, this is where it gets like, I want to do all the things to make the change. But then if you do four things, you don't know what moved the needle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with that, you do have some basic things that I think you could address: urgency, the length after the webinar, and I would say definitely address this objection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So just leave ads alone.
Yep. Because you're not getting crushed on, you're making money, you're not losing money.
Yeah.
You now know what the objection is that can help you in your live launch too.
Right.
Right. And they're also just getting dumped in after they go through your evergreen. They're getting dumped into your weekly email. Right. So that weekly email series that you're sending may or may not be super relevant to them, mm-hmm. or they might not feel like it's super relevant. You know what I mean? So there's different mm-hmm. things here. Yeah.
Yeah. I could totally make their own email sequence that they get until they get the FOMO promo, like easily. I've got so much crap I could throw at them. Okay.
Yeah. Evergreen is a lot of work, right? Like that's what people think. It's like, oh, it's just passive. I can set it and forget it. I mean, yeah, if it's working, you can just kind of like let it go. But it's, if there's areas for improvement, it's a consistent effort.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. I mean, it's still easier than live launching.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
All right. If you want to get my eyes, our coach's eyes, and the eyes of a whole bunch of other amazingly talented online course creators, coaches, and also teacher entrepreneurs on your business, if you'd like us to help you create more profit, more impact, with less hustle, then I want to invite you to apply for our accelerated coaching program. This is for established course creators, coaches, or teacher entrepreneurs. And by established, I mean you're already doing at least 100K a year from your online business in revenue, or you're just about there and you're looking to scale. You want some help doing that and you're spinning your wheels very likely. You're overwhelmed. You're not really sure what next steps to be taking to create the kind of business that you want to be, what success looks like for you. It's application only. It's open enrollment. And so I want to invite you to apply. RickMulready.com/accelerator. I realize I say that really fast. RickMulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, as always, thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.